Music and video combine for an immersive experience in the performance art of Ragnar Kjartansson. The Visitors is paying a visit to the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. Chief Curator Mark Scala realizes a lot of us may not know much about Ragnar Kjartansson.
Certainly not a household name in most households, but he is a very, very interesting artist from Iceland, and he has actually represented Iceland in the Venice Biennale, an important international art presentation several times, and his work is not what one might expect of somebody who calls himself an artist. He's really interested in performance and creating really wonderful experiences for people, but not through paintings, not through sculptures, but through live activities, and we're working especially with musicians.
The Visitors combines music and video, but it is not a music video.
What we have in The Visitors is a 9-channel, fully immersive presentation. So when you go into the gallery, the screens are huge. They're 9 feet by 10 feet. And on each screen is a musician performing a very simple song. And the song, the power of the song is that it kind of builds up and accumulates and becomes very, it swells into a wonderful crescendo. And then it quiets again, and it's sort of mysterious and plaintive.
Scala explains Kjartansson's idea is to bring us into the setting of The Visitors.
And so one is drawn into it in a way that with a music video you can see it on TV and, you know, you don't feel that you're really a part of it. This, in this installation, you actually feel as if you are the visitor. You are a part of the whole experience.
The videos featured in The Visitors were all filmed in different rooms at Rokeby House in upstate New York. The house is owned by the Astors, one of the country's oldest and most established families. And Scala notes you'll see that all the videos and music are in harmony with each other.
Well, I think they had to rehearse, and they're all listening to one another on headphones, but in a typical band, of course, you're standing there together on a stage, and you're looking at each other, you're nodding, you're giving one another eye contact or vocal cues or cues with your hands, and so there's more of a sense of interaction. Here they're alone in the room playing by themselves. They don't have those cues from other musicians, but they're so beautifully synchronized and they create a harmonious whole that is extraordinary.
Scala says the harmony continues even as the music and videos come to an end. We'll see the musicians leave their various rooms and join together, enjoying each other's company. He thinks The Visitors will provide an opportunity for us to reflect on our own lives.
I think for many visitors, the experience will be a mixture of pleasure and melancholy, of introspection and community. In the end, you know, we in the world and in the United States have just been through a very traumatic presidential election, and I think people in some way are in need of soul. They're in need of comfort. They're in need of emotional salving. And I think that this exhibition can really provide that.
Ragnar Kjartansson, The Visitors, is showing at the Frist Center through February 12, 2017. FristCenter.org is the place to find out more, and Frist is spelled FRIST. Paul Ladd, Nashville.